Oh, it's going.
Here we go. Hey guys, welcome back to the ET podcast.
Your favorite show.
What?
I said your favorite show.
Yes, your favorite show. Your favorite podcast to listen to.
Better be on the top on your tops for the Spotify and.
Oh yeah. Everybody releasing their Spotify number things. We better be up there. So, welcome back. This is episode 91. I'm trying to get in a habit of remembering the actual number again. I used to be good at that, but I don't know what happened. We're back. As you can see, we're on Zoom. Nobody has COVID or anything. The reason we're on Zoom is because I have my two nieces over here and it is chaos. It's not the older one that's the issue, it's the younger one, the two-year-old.
Okay, yeah, two-year-olds are I feel you, bro.
And you might hear throughout this episode her yelling in the background, just making a bunch of random noises, just yelling and laughing and stuff. So
there you go. Yeah, I heard that one.
But we're good, though. So,
good thing we live in this technology age where we can still communicate through.
Thank God, because I'm finna go back home too for Christmas. So, we're gonna have to do this again. So,
no worries. Yeah, well, I guess, well, today, you been talking about a lot of serious stuff, and maybe people hate us now because of the stuff we talked about last week, but
we might have offended some people.
But hey, you know, if they get offended, then they have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And today we wanted to do something more, I don't know. It's just like random, I guess. It's more like funny, you know.
Listen, you can always find something funny to read about people from Florida. Like, right. There is like, no shortage.
Right. Or like, you know, like those like weird laws that nobody actually follows and like nobody actually, you know, like I think there's one, I think in Minnesota that like a law is like you can't sleep naked or like you get sent to jail or something like that.
Like even in your own house?
Yeah, like you're not allowed to sleep like naked. But it's like, you know, laws are really like, you know, whatever, you know.
There's another one that's like it's illegal to cross over from Minnesota to Wisconsin with a chicken on your head or something like that. I don't know if the chicken, if it can be dead or alive. I don't know. Either way, who would do that? You know what I'm saying?
No, but that's funny, though. That's a funny thing because the reason they made the law is because somebody actually did that.
Yeah, but, like, why is that a problem? Like, say it's a farmer or something and they're moving to Wisconsin and that's all they have, so you just put the chicken
on top.
I don't know, man.
I'm saying, well,
anyway, yeah, so what we got today is I thought it would be funny to just look up a bunch of random Florida headlines, because anybody who knows that Florida, you can literally type in any scenario that you can think of and put Florida, and you will find it, whatever it is. The most ridiculous, absolutely nuts headlines that I have ever heard in my life. And so I figured it would be funny for us to read some off to you because we've had such morbid or, you know, serious episodes. So, yeah.
All right. Well, you want to start off with one?
Yeah, we can go ahead and start with one. So this is a article off of BuzzFeed, and these are like 50 of the craziest stories. I'm not going to read all of them, so then that way Eric can go, so he can read some of his, and we can just go back and forth or whatever. But this is an article off BuzzFeed, 50 craziest things that have happened in Florida in 2020 so far. This came out on August 25th, So, yeah, here's the first one. Florida man who really didn't want to wear a mask Florida man accused of threatening a grocery store employee with an axe for being told to wear a mask. The dude looks like a serial killer. So,
yeah.
I mean, I should have done the screen share thing. But if you can see this guy, which you can't, let me see if I can screen share it. Give me 1 second.
He looks kind of weird, man.
He looks crazy.
Like losing his hair, but yet still has a mullet.
Give me a second. Let me minimize this so I can pull it back up.
Like those,
Let me do it. Never mind. I can't do it right now. Whoops. So,
I mean, picture some weird crackhead with fading hair, hairline, and mullet.
I mean, yeah.
There was this other funny one. I don't know what it is about toilet paper, but in here it says Florida man hangs giant roll of toilet paper in front yard. It's just in case, you know, people need some cleaning to do.
Oh, I thought that maybe he would be like bragging. Like, he's like, I got an infinite amount, you know, like I got toilet paper to spare. I feel like he's trying to be braggadocious. So, I don't know. Here's another one. Florida woman arrested for threatening to get McDonald's sauces by any means necessary.
That's crazy. I wonder how hysterical she had to be in order for her to, like, get the cops called on.
I mean, by any means necessary, that does sound like a threat. So, I mean, I don't know. She probably was like, by any means necessary. Like, she did the finger across the neck. Like, you know, I don't know.
She looks like a ghetto-looking Karen.
Yeah, she looks like a, you know, I'm not going to say it. Okay, she looks like white trash. She looks like a white trash Karen. And, yeah.
Those are those are the ones that definitely, you know, will say anything to get what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Or like this one, it says, Florida girl put help me out of your son on a window because she was struggling with homework. Now imagine that. Like, imagine if you're a cop, right? You're like driving down the street, you look into the window, and there's like a help me sign. What would you do?
It looked like the window is like on the side of the house, though.
Yeah, like kind of.
It's, you know. Yeah, I don't know. If I was a cop, let's see. If I was a cop and I saw that. Now, what type of cop am I? Am I a cop that abuses power? Or what kind of cop am I?
Let's say you're a good.
I'd check it out, of course. You know, you can't just like, I mean, she could have been kidnapped or something, you know, so. But then to find out the reason why she has the help me sign, I don't know. Like, I mean, I would have handed, no, I'm not going to say that. Never mind. I would have had a stern talking with the parents, you know, about her. So that's all I'll say. I'll leave it there.
All right, bro. What you find funny?
Let's see here. Apparently, mine are not loading up. All right, here's one. Man caught camping at Disney Discovery Island, and his reason was, he said it was a tropical paradise.
Dead, bro.
So,
yeah. Dude. Weird thing, though, no offense to, you know, light-skinned or light-colored people, but most of these people here are, like, white.
What does that have to do with light skin? Are you...
You know, like, I'm... Like, no, not like
you. Caucasian. You mean milk-colored people.
Milk-colored people. I'm dead. Yeah. But there's this one that says, blowing a hair dryer up your nose won't kill coronavirus, despite what a Florida commissioner said. thinks that, bro? There's like a lot of crazy people that are just like saying random things. Oh, this kills coronavirus.
It's like when Trump was like, if you drink bleach, you know, it'll cure coronavirus.
Yeah.
I don't know why you landed on that one, but whatever. Here's another one. Man catches a 33-inch fish off Florida coast using Publix fried chicken as bait. The only reason I know why what Publix is because on this comedian named Kev on stage, I listened to his podcast, and he said Publix, I guess it's a grocery store, has the best fried chicken that he tasted. So apparently the fish thought it was the best fried chicken ever, too, even though it was probably his first time ever tasting chicken. But now he's become dinner also. So, yeah.
All right, so this is crazy, though. Who would do this? A woman delivered, like, or placed 400 pamphlets of porn-filled Easter eggs in strangers' mailboxes. So, like, you know, just, like, a bunch of, like, you know, nudity and whatever in pamphlets.
How does she do that?
I don't know. She says it was an elderly woman.
So it had to be like a big Easter egg.
I don't know. Maybe she like, I mean, those average size ones, I guess. I mean, I don't know. You can kind of feel a lot of things. I mean, if you fold the paper really well.
I guess.
Why would you do that? Like, what would you just randomly go ahead and like, you know, print a bunch of these pamphlets? And actually, where would you actually do that? Unless you actually have like a printer at home. Or like, it's not like you're going to go to, Office Max and be like, hey, can you print all this stuff out for me?
Could you imagine somebody in an Office Max? Or they going to, what's another place?
Those or Geico's or whatever.
Geico.
Those or
Geico. They go into like Kimco.
Like, yeah.
Kimco. I don't even know if Kimco is still around, but you're going there and like, hey, I need to print this porn out. I just need to do like mass quantity real quick. Like what?
400 of them too.
God, that's terrible.
Crazy stuff.
Here's another one. It says, Florida man accused of coughing on store worker says social distancing is out of hand.
Wow. So I guess he was.
He looks like he got COVID. So
I'm dead, bro. There's this other one. Man dressed as Grim Reaper goes on Florida beach tour to scare off.
I saw that video. I remember. Oh. I saw that video. That was hilarious.
That is funny, especially with the coronavirus. You like at night, you're walking like you see the death.
Yeah, I remember that one. Hold on. Let me see if I can find a good one here. Let's see. Nah, no, that's not a good enough one. I gotta get a good one. Oh, I forgot about this one. There was a coronavirus challenge at one point. That was when things first started. And there was a TikTok chick that licked the toilet seat of an airplane.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? That's disgusting.
That is gross, dude. Why would you do that? That's honestly super, dude. You can get like STDs. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
She could have had syphilis or.
See, that's the thing that, like, if I go to a public, like, I don't like to do my number two and, like, yeah. Unless, like, I, probably like in a, you know, someone that I know, but like restaurants or like going to like anything, nah, bro. I try to hold it in, or if I can't, I like, you know, use a bunch of like toilet paper all over the seat. Yeah, I don't know why we went in that tangent, but
no, I mean, like, that's gross. That is disgusting. Like, she put her whole tongue on there and just like it was ice cream, like just licked the toilet seat clean. Like, that's disgusting.
So there's this one that like a Florida man who had allegedly driver damages parked cars after hopping the curb into, whoa, okay. So he damages two parked cars after hopping the curb and basically like ended up like this.
Jeez. Oh, like, God, man.
Like, imagine, like, what happened? Like, to you, like, your insurance company, they ask you like all these questions. So, like, what happened to the car? Nothing, but the other cars are under it.
Imagine you on your lunch break eating your lunch in your car.
Dude.
You see it happen. It's like you, like, in the next parking spot over, and you just, like, by the grace of God, just barely almost didn't get hit.
But I'm dead, bro.
Drop my food on me and everything. I'm like, you know, like, oh, my God. Like, I wouldn't have said anything, though, because I'm not a snitch. But, you know, hey, man, I don't know. Dang it. No, that's not a good one either. I got to find some really, really good ones.
I mean, there's a lot of things, like, a lot of people are just retarded, man. Like, they're just doing some, like, this one, like, a woman spits chewed food into fruit bins, laughs, then questions, then, I mean, okay. Florida woman spits chewed food into fruit bins, laughs when questioned about COVID-19, police say. That's gross.
That is disgusting.
That is gross. And I bet it's like those like old ladies, like old people that are just like, you know, I live my life, so I don't care. You guys all can die.
That's terrible.
Dude. Well,
here's a different thing that could kill you. Man with a machete tattoo on his face accused of a machete attack.
That is messed up, bro.
He has a machete. See, this light is too bright.
Yeah, there you go.
There's a machete under his eye.
That's kind of messed up, dude. That's like roasting the guy, dude.
I mean, yeah, like it's terrible. I'm gonna see if I can go find some different stories.
Yeah, most of these are like coronavirus based ones. Wow. Florida man arrested after spraying substance labeled COVID-19. Charges dropped. Because I'm sure it was just like water.
Oh, yeah, because I remember people was doing that too. Like, they had the water bottle, and they would go places and be like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Like, it's like, I'm not sure if I have COVID or not. Like,
I'm dead.
That's messed up, man. Let's, I think I found some more. Let's see here. This is from Film Daily. Begs lawyers to get dressed. Florida judge begs lawyers to get dressed for Zoom hearings. So everyone who doesn't work from home on the regular is trying to get used to the new normal. There are, of course, hiccups. Though no one thought, you know what? Actually, that doesn't even go anywhere. This website sucks. As I'm reading it, it's like not even like properly explaining the headlines.
Yeah, just like a couple of like things.
Yeah. Let me see again. See.
Well, you know what's something interesting about like Florida though? I mean, this is kind of like on a serious note. Like, I've been like seeing like videos of like, I like, well, not watching a bunch of videos, but like just, you know, there's like this drug that a lot of people are using that it's called it's kind of like bath salts, but it's they call it something else. I forgot, but anyways, this drug, like, it's like synthetic, right? So once you take it, it makes you hallucinate like bad, like hardcore, where like your mind is like completely gone and like you start feeling super hot. So they also call it the zombie drug, because like once you take it, like you're literally unstoppable. There's like, and there's, you been sure like a lot of
bath salts,
huh?
You sure that's not bath salts?
Yeah, it's kind of like that, but it's just like different strands with like different like synthetics that they use. But there is this, like, they've been having a lot of overdose, like, you know, like cases, and also like, and I think there was like news about it like a few years ago where there was like this guy that was like eating someone's head off, basically.
Yep.
Also, dude, it's crazy, because then, I don't know, I saw like this really dark video where like this guy was like running, bro, like full force, bro, into the back of a truck. He made a huge dent, broke like the back thing, and got out of it like nothing happened. And at the same
time, he might have a demon.
And he had like, he basically he was running away from the cops, and then as soon as he like, you know, got out, he ran towards the cops. They were shooting at him multiple times, and he wouldn't stop. Like, he just kept going. Like, dude, that is crazy. I was like, dude, what the heck?
That sounds like Rhino off the first mission on Spider-Man Miles Morales.
Damn, bro.
Bro, that's crazy, man.
Dude.
Well.
Crazy stuff out.
Yeah, Florida. I don't know what Florida's issue is, but it's like, Florida is like number one on like the craziest people list. Like, I don't think there's a state that's more messed up than Florida.
I would say maybe like, I mean, like California, like New York, maybe. I don't know.
You don't hear crazy stuff like this on a weekly, daily basis.
Like, they're all like, are like normal, like
normal. Yeah, you constantly hear stuff about Florida. All the time. You never hear anything good about Florida. So it's bad. Like, I mean, here's another one. It says, Florida man wears a F the police t-shirt to court and wins the case.
Dude, that's messed up.
How? I don't know.
Maybe, I mean, he had a lot of guts to be wearing one of those things, bro.
Here's another one. Florida man attacked during a selfie with a squirrel. He got attacked by the squirrel as he was taking a selfie with it. Yeah.
Dude, they nuts, bro. They nuts.
This dude is wearing a shirt that says, "Who needs drugs? No, seriously, I have drugs." Like, why would you wear that shirt out in public?
Oh, like a
God. I'm not gonna read that one. That's no, I can't read that one. This right here says, Florida man steals a car, realizes there's a baby in it, drops the baby off safely, and makes his getaway.
Oh yeah. Like,
so at least he, you know, made sure the child was safe as he committed his crime.
Like, it was at like he dropped it off at the gas station where he actually stole the car.
That is ridiculous.
I remember that one.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Florida cop claims that Burger King put dirt on his food. Investigation reveals that it was just seasoning. Like, what?
Like, dude, like, what do you
understand, bro?
What I'm thinking is, like, you know, like, you know, he leaves the food there, like, special agents, they come, like, with gloves and everything, like, inspect the food, right? And
what? CSI, yeah. Here goes another one. Thousands of gun owners in Florida planning to shoot down Hurricane Irma.
Yeah, good luck with that. Yeah. Right.
Florida man gets tired of waiting at the hospital, steals ambulance, and drives home. He could have just got a lift or something. I mean.
And then you actually had to do a felony in order to go back up. You had to, like, easily could have gotten a taxi or something.
Yeah. Florida man tries to rob GameStop while wearing a transparent bag on his head. Some of these stories are from, like, they're old, but they're still funny, though.
Yeah.
Florida man breaks into jail to hang out with his friends. Yeah. Bruh. I think I heard that story before. I think I remember that one. Ooh. Eesh. Somebody painted on the bottom of a crab that somebody fished out, and they found a message written on the bottom of the crab, and it says, "Hillary is a lying bee."
I'm dead, dude. What did that crab at? Oh, no. Crab, man.
I don't know.
The crab had nothing to do with this, bro.
I wonder if the person was making a reference to Hillary Clinton or their ex-girlfriend or somebody new that happened to be named Hillary. I don't know.
Maybe one of those two.
This says, Florida man hides in a swamp after high-speed police chase, gets stuck, and gets licked by police dog. I
thought you guys like get licked by the police.
Oh my god, I wouldn't have read that. That's disturbing.
Yo, moral of the story is that us as humans, we are dumb.
Really, really dumb.
There's some people that like go over that and are extra dumb. So.
This right here says Florida man denies drinking and driving, says he only swigged bourbon at stop signs.
I'm dead, bro.
I don't know.
I don't know what to do anymore.
This can't be real. Florida man arrested for assaulting girlfriend with fried chicken.
How do you even do that? Like,
you take a drumstick and you just
start beating.
I don't know. Oh. Florida man climbs playground equipment to tell children where babies come from.
I'm dead, bro.
Florida man steals neighbor's peacock and gets chased by angry birds.
That's funny.
The more I read these, it's like you just said, we as human beings are so stupid. Like, I don't understand how we got to the point. Have you ever seen the movie Idiocracy?
No, I have not.
That movie is the perfect representation of how we are going as the human race. Like, I mean, we just got so progressively, like, stupid over. Like, I mean, it was ridiculous. We just got dumber and dumber and dumber.
Watch it.
It's, man, it was really, really bad. And Florida is number one leading. You know how, like, the race to space, it was us, like, the U.S., Russia, and China or whatever. And, like, I think Russia was, like, number one and whatever. Well, in the race for stupidity, not the race to space, not something productive. The race to stupidity, we are number one, I'm pretty sure.
Like what, United States, or what do you mean?
United States is number one. But like the human race as a whole, the fact that we're turning being stupid into a race, you know.
That is
it's baffling.
Wow. Dang, that's crazy, bro.
So, yeah.
It is, man. But hey, you know, at least we can get a good laugh out about this, and you know.
Well, now I tried. I had the intention of making it funny, and trying to get a laugh out of it, but I'm actually kind of sad now. I'm more sad. I'm more sad than the past episodes that we've been talking about, like, serious stuff. It's making me sad because we're so stupid.
Yeah.
So
make some stuff productive, I guess.
I guess. But
yeah. All right. It is what it is, bro. But hey, it was something funny. We got a good laugh. Eventually we felt more dumber, but right now we can go ahead and read productive stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Next time we'll do some interesting facts.
Yep. Yep. So this has been episode 91. And
don't be stupid. Probably
gonna be called like Floridian Fails or something like that.
Florida Stooges.
The Stooges of Florida.
Stooges of Florida.
Something like that. I don't know. We'll work on it. We will work on a title. Obviously, we'll have one by the time you guys see this, but.
Yadidi. I don't know.
Yeah. I have been Trey.
And this is Eric.
And we have been, well, we said that backwards, but this has been the EP Podcast.
Sure. And
yeah.
Thank you for asking you guys. So we're. No, I'm saying, like, thank you for sticking with us.
Yeah.
Through all this craziness, but everything will get back to normal, hopefully. And
I don't think anything's ever getting back to normal. Normal.
Don't be
a Debbie Downer.
Yeah.
A pessimist.
It's all good. Yeah. All right, bro.
All right.
Bro, stay safe, and everybody, thank you. And don't forget to follow us, Instagram, Spotify, Apple, and SoundCloud. So yeah. So definitely thank you for your listens, and hopefully we'll keep having more of you guys and come up with more cool stuff for you guys to talk about. So
yep. So
awesome, bro. All right, man.
See you guys on the next one.
Yes, sir. Have a good night, bro.
Yep, me too. See you.
Peace.